The following is intended for mature audiences only. May contain strong language, crude humor, adult themes, and suggestive material.
Yay! So we're here with another episode of We're Done Here, and we're here with the hilarious, I mean the funniest, Petey Diabrew. Now, I love Petey, Petey's my boy. Like, Petey, you know you're probably one of the reasons I do comedy, right? You know you met me a few years ago, and I was like, I had just came from my first open mic, and I was bewildered, but then you had an open mic, and that's when I was like, oh, this is comedy. So thank Petey. This is all Petey's fault, by the way. So Petey is a New York City-based comedian. He's super hilarious. But yeah, tell us about yourself. Yeah.
Well, first of all, when I seen you started doing comedy, that was crazy because I just knew you from the crowd.
Oh,
always
got you.
Being mad cool for mad long.
Mm-hmm, that's true.
You know what I'm saying? She's mad cool, just like regular, like not even knowing that she does comedy, like anywho. You said, tell him about me?
Yeah, like, tell him about yourself.
Boy. It's your boy. It's your boy. Stop playing. My name is Petey. I'm from the Bronx.
Yeah.
I'm born and raised. I do comedy. I've been doing it for like 11 years, almost 12.
12 years, yeah.
New York, and I'm just grateful to be here, yo.
Petey's being super modest. He's a super duper duper hilarious. He's like the walking talking Bronx man. I would say.
You know what I'm I try to keep it low key. You feel me?
Do you? Is it low key? I feel like it's high.
You know what I'm saying? Nah, cause you
I
know
feel
what
like
happened.
It's high key.
You know what happened? You know, cause I be realizing sometimes too, like I do things, and I guess I'm used to like minimizing them.
Okay.
Cause I'm just living.
You just live
it. So I'm not really looking at it like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I was at BAM on Saturday, right?
Yeah.
So people were like, yo, I seen this play here, or I seen Alvin Ailey or whatever here. And they was like, yo, Petey, like, you ever seen anything here? I'm like, yo, this is my first time here, and I'm performing for 2,000 people.
You're performing at BAM, right?
Yeah.
Are you opening for Alana Glazer?
Yeah.
But
it was just...
It was crazy.
Like, I've performed in front of big crowds. But, like, to do it, I never performed in front of that many people in New York City.
How many people are at BAM? That's a huge.
It was like 2,000 people.
Oh, wow. Yeah. What was the Brooklyn Academy
of Music? Yeah.
Brooklyn Academy of Music. Okay. I'm about to fuck up.
But yeah, so that. So, like, at first I was like, yeah, whatever. Yeah, I'm doing that. Ha, 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 ha. And then when I got there and I was like, oh, this place is legendary since like 1868. And I'm like, I'm from the hood. Like, yo, that's correct. Like, they got me on, like, they allowing me to do this. And like, when I really think about it, it's like, damn, like, imagine if I never like went towards the shit that I wanted to do.
Yeah, though, that's, you know, that's crazy.
I'd be like, because I'm like, yo, like I said, I still live in the Bronx. So I still be like, I'll go home and be like, damn, like, yo, I was really over there.
You was really at the Brooklyn Academy of Music.
And then I get a bacon, egg, and cheese the next morning, and I'm like, yo, they don't even know, son. They don't even know, gang. They don't even know.
I love that. And now, Petey, you were doing a one-man show at Union Hall.
Yeah.
What is it called? Life? What is it? I'm going to fuck up the name.
It's, Before Comedy, After Crime.
Yes. Yeah. And I actually attended a few because they were very, very interesting. Like, I know you were working it out or whatever, but that was, like, the most interesting one-man show. Basically, Petey was talking to us for 2 hours about his life, and, like, the whole crowd was enthralled. Everyone was laughing. We were on a roller coaster with you. And I think I went to that about 3 times because you did different volumes, and every volume was just so interesting. So what made you just go and do that?
So I had, I knew this dude. One day he called me. He's like a manager or whatever. He called me. He was like, yo, how come? And we was talking for a minute, and then one day he called, and he was like, yo, like, how come you never talk about your life, like, before comedy?
Yeah.
And I was like, literally, because most of my life in comedy, before comedy, is like, when I started doing comedy, I got locked up.
Yeah.
So it was hard for me to be like dealing with the law in the system and joking about it at the same time.
Yeah, I see what you're saying. You can't be saying shit.
Right, so that was like, and that was like when I first started doing comedy, and that process was like 7-8 years. God. Like, I just got off papers in 2019, and then 2020, it was the pandemic.
Oh, so that's why you're telling us your business now.
Right.
Ah, okay, got it. Got it. Well,
but now, right. But dude was like, he was like, yo, why you don't talk about it? I was like, I never felt comfortable talking about it. And then he was like, yo, why don't you do like a one-man show? It's like, be an easier way for you to kind of talk about it and not have the pressures of it being like a stand-up set where it's like punch, 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 punch.
Yeah.
Set up, punch. Just like you could, you know, let it breathe, tell a story. And then so that's how I got to start doing it.
Anyway, well, I love it. I hope that you do it again. And yeah, definitely if you see PD doing that, please check it out. Please check it out. It's a super great show.
Riveting, some say.
It is riveting. I found it very riveting. So you're Bronx own, but this is We're Done Here Pod. So it's an emotional wellness comedy podcast. So of course we have to talk about the topic we're here to talk about. And Petey is going to talk about grief and growth. Grief and good, that two part grief and growth.
But then
growth.
Also gratitude. I forgot. Grief,
growth, and gratitude.
Yeah,
wait,
triple
wait, wait.
G, you heard? GGG, you feel me?
Okay. Oh, okay. Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, but this
but
is
that was very
this is
weird.
Not an interactive. Yeah. Sorry.
She said that shit too. She was like, "Hey, yo, Tamika! Yo, I'm downstairs. Yo, Tamika, I'm down. Open the door. I'm downstairs."
I was like, "This is getting real interactive." Wait, this. Now, love you.
Yo, me. It's me.
She live uptown. That's why she yelled like that.
Open the door. Yo,
I love it. I love it. But yeah, tell us about grief, growth, and gratitude. Tell us about that. Yeah.
Yo, anybody here getting older? You feel me? Like every day, every second, right? And it's like, damn. But I feel like as I've been getting older, I've really been like doing a lot of processing on life. And just, you know, as you evolve, you kind of look back and you be like, damn, I was wilding out like back then. You feel me? and you kind of get to the root of why you were wilding out if you're blessed and fortunate to get to that point. And I'm like, damn, like a lot of my life was based on loss, like losing stuff. You feel me?
Yeah.
Like, so when I'm thinking about it, I'm like, damn, I lost my pops. And I got to say, like, and not even like he left. Like when I was a kid.
Yeah.
So I think that kind of like, when you're going through it, you don't realize that it's changing you. You know what I'm saying? You don't realize like, and then even like, so my pops left and I remember certain parts of my life that I could just know that these was like turning points. Like, so my pops left, I was probably like about 7, 8. And then I remember I was in like middle school and one of my homies like stole from me. Right?
Stole what from you?
It's like some cards or some shit like that.
Okay, okay.
But I think that was like another thing that kind of like turned me out. Like, damn, my own friend could steal from me?
Wow.
So then I started treating other people like that's how I was like facing the world after
got it.
Like even my friend would try to steal from me or whatever. Yeah. And I think that plus my pop losing my pops and just like the regular hood shit.
No, I understand.
There's a lot
that.
Of grief and just like, and so most of my life, I always lived it like willing to lose, willing to lose something.
Oh,
you
wow.
feel me? Like, yo, I can have mad money and lose it and it's not going to affect me because I'm used to loss. I can have people in my life and lose them and not it don't hurt no more because I'm used to loss.
So you're almost expecting the bad things to happen.
Yeah.
It's like a self-fulfilling prophecy.
But then doing that, you be doing wild shit though.
That's true because you don't give a fuck.
You don't realize that you haven't gotten over whatever you grieve. Like you're grieving about things in your life and now you're creating these stories in your fucking mind that aren't true.
Yeah.
Based on the things, because you sad.
Got
but you can't,
it.
You know, you're from the hood. You can't be like, yo, man, I got this funny feeling, son. You know what I'm saying? Yo, I don't know, but my emotions is like tingling right now, gang. What happened? You sad? Nah, son, I think I'm just angry. Feel like taking it out on somebody. Might just hurt myself. And that, but that's what I realized, like, yo, when you going through grief, I put myself in so many situations as I've fortunately gotten older. I look back like, damn, I put myself in harm's way mad times because I was sad.
That's deep.
I was depressed. Yeah. So, you know what I'm saying? You in the hood,
and
it's
you can't
like,
be depressed in the hood.
Yeah, and everybody else around me is depressed too, but
that's
nobody's
no one's saying
nobody's tapping into it.
Yeah, that's true.
Because it's a weakness.
That is true. That
you
is
feel
true.
Me? Yeah. Or at least it's like portrayed as a weakness of like, yo, nah, like you can't be soft. You especially in New York, like
hell
what?
No, you cannot be soft.
You gotta be. You gotta walk. You walk into the pizza shop and like, hey, yo, let me get a slice. Like, you ain't even wait till they be like, hey, can I help you? Nah, yo, hey, yo, you get a slice. That so that's like the general energy. So imagine, but like as I've gotten older, and comedy helped me too a lot because it helped me like really put my shit under a microscope.
Then that's
when I started really like peeling back the layers of like, oh shit, you know, and a little therapy too. I ain't gonna hold you.
You went to, okay. I was like, oh damn. Yeah. So you did go to therapy. How was that?
That shit was fire, yo.
When'd you start therapy?
Nah, therapy is fire, low key, son. That shit fire. I haven't been in a while, but like I went because my mom's had got sick. So my pops died.
I remember that.
And then my mom's got like she got dementia like right away, right after he died.
Your mom used to be at your shows and all that, yeah.
But it was like a two-piece and I was fucked up for a minute. Like, damn, like it really hit me one day when I was like, because usually how I always dealt with like whatever life throws at me, I just make fun of it. I'm a comedian, like I just like, if I could make fun of some shit, I know I'm all right.
Yeah, that's true.
You know what I'm saying? But, like, yo, I couldn't make fun of shit for, like, months.
No, that's true.
Like, nothing was funny to me. Like, I was like, yo, I need help.
Yeah.
I was in my crib looking at my feet one day, like, yo, what the fuck? Like, not that I got fucked up feet, but I do. But I do got a pinky toe that be acting unruly. I got that one toe. Motherfucker is inhumane, you feel me? Motherfuckers foul. But now I was in the crib looking at my feet and this shit was like, yo, son, you need help, bro. You need something. And then a lot of my homies was like, because I was being honest. People be like, yo, how you doing? You know how we be in social settings? Yo, how you doing?
Yeah.
And I'd be like, fucked up. But I made it out today. You know what I'm saying?
Like, yeah, like some shit
bringing
like
down
that.
The mood and shit. So tell me, how you been? Foul. Pain and pain, son. You ever felt pain? But then like... Mad and my friends be like, yo, you think about going to therapy? And then, like, after enough of them saying that shit to me, and then I was like, let me try this shit out. And I had some bread, too. I was like, let me try this shit out.
Okay, some bread.
And
yeah,
then, but now, yo, it's crazy because one line, this lady told me one line, the therapist told me one line that helped me get through everything, yo.
What'd she say?
So we was talking, I was telling her about everything going on in my life and what was, like, you know, just the loss.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? She said, yo, she said, it sounds like you need to learn how to let go of what's lost and appreciate what's left.
Ah, that's true. That's true. Bars. 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 Bars, for sure.
Because you think, so I'm like, damn, yo, I've been harping on the things I can't change, yo.
Mm.
Like, I'm harping over, like, yo, my mom's is sick.
Yeah, that's a lot.
But she's still alive, though.
That's true. That's true. So you have your
But time. It's like, I'm in my mind, like, yo, I want my old mom's back.
Yeah.
Mama love. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I don't like this remix version. You feel me? You fucking with me. Yo, Lord, why you fucking with me, Lord?
No, I got you. Got you. That's why. Oh, my God. So that's the grief. And then that's part of the growth as well,
yeah,
isn't that?
Yeah, part of the growth. And then even now, it's like, yo, I be... So, like, I feel like the more I get into the gratitude of it all, because when you used to loss and, like, even people dying and shit, you feel me? Like, it kind of, every time somebody die, I feel like it make me, like, reflect more.
Yeah, that's
like,
true.
Like, how am I living with my time on earth?
Right, yes.
What am I doing with this shit? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
And I always be like, my aunt died recently, right? And now how I deal with loss is, like, I just see, it's like, yo, my aunt added something to the world, even though she's not here.
Okay.
So I think that's always dope. Like, if people pass or whatever, of course it's sad, but, like, if you could add something to the world, whether it's, like, helping somebody out, cooking somebody, buying somebody coffee something. At Dunkin', the whatever anything. It is, if you could add something, I feel like, you know, you're living your life's worth.
Okay, and that's where the gratitude comes in.
Yeah,
too.
Just being appreciative. Being appreciative. And then the growth is like getting to that point, and the gratitude is really, like I said, like I be thankful for the hard times sometimes, because when you realize that's the shit that make you.
No, that is true.
And you get
that's
over
true.
Shit, you go, the more like adversity you face, like that shit is really like, that's why you at BAM, bro.
No, that's true. Yes, that's why, but that's right, why you. Right, right.
For real.
Right.
Like, it's like one of them things where you be like, I be like, damn, I'm all the way down here. But at the same time, I'm all the way up here. And it's like finding the balance in that shit where you're not having them stories. Because a lot of us have them stories in our head. Like, oh, this motherfucker hating on me. These people don't like me. This is this or this is that. Where it's like, nobody think about that shit but you.
No one. That's you the only one living in that, right? You at BAM. Like, appreciate that. That does take, I really like that, Pete. That is some phenomenal work that your therapist has been doing.
Well, I ain't seen her in a minute. Hold on. I ain't see her in a minute, so it's just really phenomenal learning that I have. Right. Kind of like, you know what I'm saying? She just gave me the little splash and like, you know what I'm saying?
And then you filled in the rest for yourself.
Exactly.
Okay, but gratitude, honestly, people forget to live in gratitude. I constantly thankful. Have to remind myself of that. If something's going bad, you have to live in gratitude, because that's what gets you to the next point. And you get to look at the bright side, and you're not doing that negative self-fulfilling prophecy type of thing.
Yeah, you can't. Don't
thing,
hate on
energy.
Yourself. Don't hate on yourself.
That's true.
For real. People be like, yo, I don't. I be like, I'm about to make it. I'm about to do everything I want to do. And I don't got a time stamp on it.
No, that's true.
I'ma just go. So, and then the other shit's like, yo, you go for something. For me, like I said, dealing with loss, let me really appreciate and understand what it's worth. So for me, it's like, if I passed away right now, I already know I'm a legend. I did stuff. I gave.
Yeah,
I gave.
That is
I gave. It's not about, yo, when I get 20 years from now, when I retire, when I do. It's about right now, like the present moment and being present.
Being present. Yes, it's so hard for people to be present. I really like that. I really like that advice. So that's good advice for our listeners. And I feel like you dropped a lot of gems. But like, okay, I know you were looking at your feet and you decided to do this, but
your boy need a petty.
But, like, do you have tips for anyone who, like, you know, might, you know what I mean? Because sometimes when you deep down, especially in grief, when it's something with your parents, like, I can't even imagine, like, whenever my mom gets sick or whatever, like, that destroys you. Like, like, what gets you to the next level? Like, what advice do you have for our listeners?
I say just take your time.
Take your time.
And don't beat yourself up and just kind of, like, you know. Look for, like, don't take your time, because some people be like, yo, I shouldn't be feeling weak. I got to go to work. I got to do this. You do have to do those things. But sometimes it's like, yo, take that time.
God,
like even whatever, however long it took for me to like call a therapist, that was me taking time. Mm. And it was so uncomfortable for me that I'm like, what the fuck is this? I'm used to go.
Yeah.
So I'm like, yo, what the fuck? But if looking back, I'm glad I went to therapy, but I would have just been like, yo, this is normal, bro.
No, that's true.
It's normal for you to be fucked up behind some shit that you don't have the answer to.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So it's like, imagine you going through some shit you don't understand, and then on top of that, you got like bad thoughts and remorse and regret and all this shit on top of the things you can't control. So I think just knowing, you know, you could have the time, and then also not beating yourself up.
Not beating yourself up. That's great. That's great. Take your time. Don't beat yourself up. Live in gratitude. These are some gems, PD. Damn. That's what we're talking about. Thank you for these gems. Thank you so much. Grief, growth, and gratitude, y'all. Yes,
yo,
I love it.
Yo, I be thankful. I be present, gang.
Yeah. You be
you
doing yoga?
But you ever realize how absent you been? Like, you be like, yo, I'm finessing this shit, and I ain't even all the way there. Like, I'm giving them like 10% and they loving this shit, you know what I'm saying? And then you realize like, damn, like, oh shit, like a lot of my mind is consumed with things and stories and shit that's like not beneficial to me, one, and not true even. So
not true.
It's like, I could be present. A lot of it is social media and like the things in our face that I realized, like, damn, yo, I be on IG a lot, or I be on this shit a lot. Yeah, so it transfers over. Even when you don't have your phone or you don't have whatever in your hand, you're already programmed to not be all the way present.
That is true.
I seen a picture from a party last night, and it was a fly picture, and like three people was on their phone at the party, like.
Yeah, looking at the picture. Yeah, that's true.
So imagine you in a party, like, this is a party's like kind of like an escape. Like, yo, we could let our head down, have fun, dance, vibe, do whatever we want to do, kind of like escape.
Yeah.
Regular. It's not your job. It's not life. And motherfuckers, unless you like lining some buns up for a sneaky link or something. Why are you on your phone at the party, gang?
No, that's like, true. I always put my phone away at parties. I never be on my phone.
I don't even look. Like, you know how many people are like, yo, where is it at? What you doing? Like, I don't know.
No, so yesterday was PD's birthday party, by the way. I could not find you forever. That was a fun party. I had fun at that party. Yeah. Cheers to that. Cheers to that. Okay, well, thank you so much for sharing those gems and dropping those gems for us. So we know what you're done with. You're done with, you know, self-doubt and all that, wallowing. You're done with the grief. But what are you not done with? Anything that you vibing with right now that you loving? Like, what's helping you right now?
Really just telling the voice in my head to shut the fuck up when he saw it wilding out. Like, like sometimes you gotta catch yourself and be like, yo, shut up, gang. What you talking about? You bugging, son. Like, what do you mean? Like, cause like, I'm telling you, like, once I realized that shit, and that's like a recent realization that I was like, yo, son, like once I let go, like I would go to a show that I wasn't booked on. And like the story in my mind would be like, yo, if they don't let you up, you hating, bro. For real, son.
That's true.
Nice, son. Come on, you know that. Come on. People get their monies, but they, instead of just going somewhere just to go there.
Yeah, just to relax.
And taking these stories out, it's like, oh, shit, I can actually experience life and have fun.
No, that's true. That makes sense. But all of us comedians are a little petty, so there is that.
No, but that's what I'm saying. It's like, taking those stories and just being like, yo, worry about you.
That makes sense. Okay.
Worry about you.
So you're telling yourself to shut up. The negative self talk, we call it.
Yeah.
So you're telling yourself to shut. I like that. Shut up. Negative self talk.
Yo. Like, yeah. Whenever you hear that voice that's like doubtful or like hating or like where it's like, yo, shut the fuck up, yo. Because it's like, yo, really, you gonna go wherever you're gonna succeed.
No.
And that voice is gonna hold you back from succeeding.
Got it. That makes perfect sense. Well, thank you so much, Petey. This has been a wonderful interview.
You know what I'm saying? Thank you.
And this has been another episode of We're Done Here. So thank you.